see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, brought to you by Watching for Jesus Network. That's mine, too. Family, I want to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to start talking today. The Veteran Genocide 3. Not a very popular subject, you know. Not a very popular subject. Veterans are going to have a hard time understanding, believing, accepting even, that the country that we joined the military or fought for is also a part of a secret society agenda to take down the United States and the world, called the Worldwide World Revolutionary Plan. And it's an absolute fact. People can run away from it if they want to, but it's not going to stop it. Running away is not going to do anything. Denial, if someone's shooting at you, denial won't get you to stay alive. It'll only get you dead. I don't think too many people getting shot at are in denial. You kind of know that you got to go either fight or you got to flight. I don't mean taking the flight, but you're going to fight or flight. Can't help it. Well, it's exactly what's going on today, except it's slow, methodical. Well planned. Orchestrated from within. The facts are hard to take. I didn't believe it for a long time. I thought it was a bunch of baloney, actually. About 10 years ago, I heard some of this stuff. Rockefeller this, Dan Brown that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I thought, yeah, right. You're a bunch of liberals that's come up with this and all that. No, it's actually true. It's 100% true. And it goes deeper than even those that call themselves conspiracy theorists. Even deeper than what they can imagine. Everybody's got a stopping point. I want to know the truth. Tell me the truth, please. Tell me the truth. I want to know. Okay. So you go to a certain level, step one. Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Step two. Oh, really? Step three. And they start looking back at you, and their head goes askance. Are you sure about that? Step four, five, and six, they're lost. Even with evidence, they don't want to see it. People can't go certain levels of this agenda, to understand this real conspiracy. Then what separates people, the political and the religious? Oh, I can't mix religion with politics now. Well, that's how they've got you set. So you will not connect the dots. I don't connect religion and politics. They've got you saying it. I'm not going to connect the dots between religion, politics, science, science, philosophy, education. I'm not going to connect the dots. Don't mix it together. They've got you so brainwashed into not connecting the dots that's exactly what you're not doing, is not connecting the dots. Therefore, you will never understand. A Harvard professor doesn't have a clue. I promise you. They are, all of them have an agenda. They are humanist. They're pagans. And a pagan cannot be trusted because they have an agenda. They work with Illuminati, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, secret societies. They cannot be trusted. Therefore, their lectures, the books, the papers they write, the Harvard professor, Yale, Stanford, MIT, Noam Chomsky, he's one of them. They'll tell you 80% truth, and they'll lie the remainder. And for them, it's purposely, because they belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. Council for Foreign Relations is a nestbed of liars, murderers, rapists, and the ones below in the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, they don't have a clue, man. They are clueless. They got a favorite parking place. They got a nice little office. They can fulfill their self-actualization and do their job and think they're really participating. But they don't have a clue that they're leading their own family and themselves to a deathbed. That's a fact. Proven this over the past 3 days. Actually, last week and week before. Am I being dramatic? No, not at all. Actually, not enough. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I'm anxious to get started, and I may not have 10,000 listeners or 500 or 100. I have no clue. I've got six major countries that listen to my broadcast and archives, and I think I have another 50. But I don't know who. I don't know why. I don't know how. I just know I have the graphs of people that go into my website and draw down my archives. It gives me kind of a graph of the countries. It's Israel, it's Canada, Australia, New Zealand, China, Ukraine, well, United States, Britain. I don't know who. I don't know how many exactly, but they're major. So somebody's listening. I get no personal benefit from this at all. I don't want to be attached to any kind of agenda or conspiracy or personal agenda or whatever. No. Strictly truth, and I have the background to tell it. Those who don't believe me, you can check it out. It's not for my ego. It's just to show you I'm credible. But here's the deal. In my broadcast, I ask you, do me a favor. Do not believe me, but challenge everything I say. Challenge it, darn it. Don't just sit there and disbelieve or believe. Don't do either. Challenge it. Get in the habit of challenging everything you hear. Spend that 15 minutes, that 20, 30 minutes, whatever. You find out yourself. If you're a Freemason, you're not going to, because you're under the control of a blood oath. Don't even begin to shake your head. I know better. So if you're a humanist, a Satanist, a Freemason, you're under a blood oath, you're under the secret societies, you're already compromised. But those that do seek the truth, that are free, man, go for it. and you find out yourself. You become an expert. You become the authority because you found it yourself. And you say, this is what I found. This is what I know. Why? Well, here you go. There you go. Don't worry when people don't believe you. As long as you know you're true, that's all that matters. And what matters most of all is that Jesus Christ will approve. The King James Bible tells you what he approves and what he doesn't. It's called the commandments. So if you're an atheist, agnostic, good luck, man, because you're going to need the luck because you don't have the Holy Spirit with you. So, let us get started. Lord, thank you today. Father, we come before you in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Father, lead us today. Lead us this week, the rest of this week, Lord, in truth. Guide us, Father, to the right path, the right direction. Father, if our hearts turn away in some way of self-serving, Father, to convict us and put us back on the right track. Because, Father, we here on this world, we have to deal with these materialistic ideas and what we've been taught in this world of Satan. And, Father, we know you're coming back. And, Lord, we wait for that day. Father, until then, we depend on the Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead us in the right path. Father, we know being justified by faith that we have peace with God through your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins. By whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And Lord, not only so, but we glory in the tribulations also and the infirmities that you may give us that makes us stronger. Knowing that tribulation of ourselves works patience, and patience experience, and experience comes hope. Hope maketh us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For in the Scriptures it says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will die at once die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us all, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us on the cross. But we do pray then for our brethren, for their healing, protection, and those new Christians. And Lord, to expose the myth of the religions, of all of them. Convict those in the churches, that the leaders of the churches, to be convicted, Lord, of their deception. Lord, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit we wait for. We pray, Lord, that the whistleblowers will come out of the government, will come out of the military, will come out of the industries to start exposing the falsity that's going around. Lord, we pray for the closing down of these portals that they're opening. Lord, to expose this false prophet, Sananda, and expose this Yeshua, the first one, Lord, to expose them for the frauds that they are. Lord, to expose these like Benjamin Graham and those that are in the New Age, Father, that the deception that they're portraying to everybody. And all those, Lord, we pray that the Wicca be shut down. And expose those Wicca in the military. Expose those Wicca in the government and the industries. Secret societies. To expose them for who they are. Father, those that can be saved, to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And serve that as a guide to your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that their eyes will be opened, their bodies will be healed, and these drugs that's given to our children and the veterans be nullified, the ingredients be rendered null and void, that the Holy Spirit will protect them and guide them to divine appointments that will lead them to your Son, Jesus Christ. That's why, Father, we need that supernatural help. And we pray on that full armor of God. The belt of truth buckled around our waist. It's centered, circled by your truth, Lord Jesus Christ. By the King James Bible. To pray on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect our insides and inner man. Cover our integrity, our spirit, and our soul. And guard our heart as it is the wellspring of life. We pray on the gospel shoes of peace. Stand in these shoes of the good news of the gospel. And the firm foundation, the hard rock of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray on the shield of faith. That into our hand now. That this shield of faith will extinguish every dart and arrow shot to us from the evil that resides in this world. That's meant to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. That, Father, it'll distinguish. And one of these arrows. We pray on the helmet of salvation. To protect our minds from the thoughts that can lead us astray. And lead us to truth. And finally, Lord, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Almighty Word of God in the King James Bible. This, Lord, we use as an offensive weapon and put into our hand to use against the evil that comes in our sight. And give us that wisdom, insight, and skill to use the Word of God spoken in season, out of season, and to inflict pain against the enemy, that the enemy and his team will flee upon hearing the Word of God spoken by power and direction of the Holy Spirit. And to be able to discern with knowledge the schemes of the enemy when he is ever near. And all these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, on Monday I crossed the line of departure. And we're heading to a full assault this week. On those forces that's targeting our veterans. I am a veteran, former U.S. Marine, 12 years. After I got out of that, government contracting and OSCE contracting UN and other government contractors overseas in different places. Got out of it in 2006 and 7 and thereabouts, and unbeknownst to me, I became a radio broadcaster. I had no intention of doing that, none whatsoever. I've never went to public broadcasting school or whatever, ever got certified. I'm just a former U.S. Marine that's sitting here in front of this array of equipment and stuff and got a microphone stuck up my mouth, and I just talk. It's that simple. But I got a whole bunch of experience. And so is a lot of other people. We just need them to start speaking out, that's all. And you better do it pretty soon. I'm nobody special by no stretch of imagination. There's people with tons of more experience than I got. I just wish the dickens they'd start talking. And those that's doing the evil, you know you are. You can't sleep, can you? You can't sleep. You have to justify your actions, Joint Chief of Staff, and you secret society members and Council of Foreign Relations members, those that brief them, you have to justify your evil. The ends justify the means. Hard to sleep, isn't it? God won't let you sleep, and Satan says, look what I've done for you. Even have your favorite parking place and look at the medals you have in your chest, which, as far as I'm concerned, are worthless. Your medals are now worthless. I don't care if you got the Medal of Honor. It's scrap to you. Because you've taken a blood oath against your fellow services. Have no regard for any of them that brief and talk to the Council of Foreign Relations or Joint Chief of Staff. You are completely uninformed. Or you're cowards, one of the two. Take your pick. You're allowing the intermingling of taking women and making them in the frontline units, and you even have established training for that. Are you that stupid? Or have you lost, maybe got a lobotomy when you went through Command and Staff College? I don't know. You know that they're not even. You know it doesn't work. You know that when they brought homosexuals in 1993 by Clinton, working together with Obama or Bush, whichever one it was that drew the lot, to now say it's okay to come out in the open. And then through Bader Ginsburg, there's a marriage ceremony of two male Marines on the front lawn of the White House. You put a show up, don't you? Ruth Bader Ginsburg suggested in 1977 in the Civil Rights Report, based on her other court opinions, to put women in frontline units. And your Joint Chief of Staff just sat on your hands. Didn't say a word because you didn't want to lose your favorite parking place. Knowing very well it would destroy the services, and it has. It would drive good Marines out and keep those that are LGBT whatever back in, and it would divide them, and it has. 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in 2012, the study was done. 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in the Marines? What gives? To 12,000 male-to-female sexual assaults? What's going on? Where's camaraderie? Where's decency? That's not haphazard. That's a special design to take down our military forces. All of them. Why? So they will not, the good ones, will not be a deterrent to the formation of the North American Union. That's why. And they will not take on the UN forces, because there was a study done in 29 Palms, California in the 1990s, and I have a copy of the study, by the way. Questionnaire, 40 questions, and the other questions, about 35 of them, were just blah, 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 whatever. But five of the questions centered on, would you join, would you sign up or wear the blue beret of the United Nations? Would you fire on American citizens? Yes, no, maybe. Why'd they ask these questions to 1,000 Marines at Camp Pendleton in the 1990s? Because they knew that they could not depend on U.S. military to shoot their own citizens. Well, imagine that. You need to study to figure that out. Apparently so. Because they're going to use the U.S. military, 1934, 1941, 1962, 1972, 1984, and 1999. Well, excuse me, whoop, back up. 1984, and then they're going to use American military against U.S. citizens and declare martial law and dictatorship. FDR confirms it in his era. They were supposed to do it in the era of Kennedy. You know what happened there. Reagan, that liar, actor, that should be a clue right there. He wasn't American. He's a Nazi of Malta. He's a liar just like the rest of them. Reagan. Nixon. Nixon was going to do his military coup, confirmed, 1972. Reagan, 1984. Bush, but he wasn't allowed to, wasn't time yet. And 1999 is supposed to have been one. You see, when are they going to learn that God, a supernatural God, is in control? Don't you know if they were in control, they'd have done this a long time ago? When are you all going to remember and learn that they're not in control? Or they'd have had it a long time ago, man. Because I got the evidence where they tried. I got evidence for all the things I mentioned from different researchers, from my own research, and microfiche, and computers, and libraries, and all kinds of stuff. And one of those things I've told you so far is true. And they failed every time. But they always rehearsed it. They always said, okay, next generation. They have a generational ritual that's carried through by tradition to head toward a new world order. Yesterday, I played quotes by their own mouths. Talked about the New World Order. It's on your dollar bill about the New World Order. I know it's accept us. It's acceptable. Novo Ordo Seclutum. New World Order. It's on your dollar bill. the all-seeing eye, is Satan on the back of your dollar bill. It's not God. They're lying to you. That's basic conspiracy research. Everybody knows all this anyway. Today we'll cover details, and tomorrow even more details. I laid the groundwork pretty much Monday and Tuesday. Part one, part two of Veterans Genocide. You heard me correctly. It's not just American veterans, by the way. Russian, British. You see, all of the world leaders, no exception, all of them, either are puppets or bloodline to the Illuminati. The Illuminati, they're going to reveal to you, as they already tried and started, their evil side. The bankers, the Illuminati, all that stuff. And they're going to get rid of them. They're going to arrest them, or they're going to say they're the Red Dragon Society, that Fulford who works for Rockefellers anyway, he's a fraud. But they all have 80% truth to hook you, crook you, and then lie the other 20%. I'm tired of being played by these wackos that pretend to be on our side, like Fulford and many others. The White Dragon Society is going to take out the Illuminati. What a bunch of baloney. See, they play a Gillian dialectic. They allow, which really got my attention, though, when they start revealing their evil side, what they've done in the past, oh, we're close. Because that means we're going to bring in the good guys. Well, that's like saying that there's good wings and bad wings on a bird. The right wing and the left wing. But that bird needs both wings to fly. In this case, that's exactly the point. Both wings, the good one and the bad one, work together to keep the bird, and I can't tell you what the bird's real name is. Profanity's not allowed on the radio, and I don't want to speak it anyway. It's another kind of bird. Marines, you know what I'm talking about. It starts with an S. I don't know, it's called a vulture. Jesus Christ is the only truth you're going to get. The King James Bible, literally. And there's not a Harvard professor, Stanford, MIT, XYZ, I don't care what college you call, can prove otherwise. The King James Bible stands alone. And that's God's holy word, and God is real. Of course, if you want to accept the premise that we're created ourselves, or the world is self-created, yeah, go on ahead if you want to. And even an atheist will disagree with that. So there is a God, and that God's not evil. If that God was evil, we'd been evil already, up front, close and personal. He's in control. He's allowing all this to happen, to separate those who will follow him and those who are going to follow the evil. And when the time comes, those trumpets are going to blow, and it's all over. Family, don't play with your eternal life. This physical life is temporary. Everything you do on this earth is temporary. You climb Mount Everest, it's temporary. You achieve the state championship, the world government, it's also temporary. Super Bowl. The ring, I got it. Yeah, it's temporary. You even try to sell it later, don't you? Sometimes you even lose it. It ends up in a pawn shop somewhere or auctioned off because you lost all the money. It's temporary. Everything on this earth is temporary. You ever notice that? Glory is temporary. Your trinkets, doodads, knickknacks, paddywhacks, all temporary. Cars are temporary. Everything's temporary in this world because of thermodynamics, because of entropy. That completely waxes out evolution. So there's no such thing as evolution. So what keeps things going forward? God does. The Holy Spirit that's intermingled in everything that keeps you alive, including you. He's got to get tied in, and that's through Jesus Christ. And he's letting you know through the signs of the times. like the fig tree blooming, that we are close. Soon that Antichrist will reveal himself as a good guy. And the false prophet, the one named Sanan, Emmanuel, Yeshua, they want to call him, will come in as a good guy. He will be a liar. He will be evil. He looks just like we think Jesus looks like in the portraits that you've been taught all your life. Look like long-haired, blonde-haired Caucasian. He's not Caucasian. He's not black either. He's Middle Easterner. You don't know why? Because he comes from the Middle East. That's why. He's not Khazar. He's not Ashkenazi. The fake Jews they have in Israel today. The hexagram, which is the Star of David, is a witchcraft sign. Our pentagrams on the American flag are pentagrams. That's exactly what they are. Stars and stripes. It is indicative of Freemasonry and Wicca. I'm sorry, but it is. The Star of David has nothing to do with God or David. It's a crest of Solomon. Witchcraft, hexagram, requires blood sacrifice of evil. The menorah, candlesticks, is the real Hebrew Jews symbol. Not that ragged, evil hexagram, Star of David. No. Family, the war of veterans now is their biggest fear, and it was planned this way. They knew this was going to happen. The planning process started at Tavistock. I already talked about this before. And they knew after World War II, there wouldn't be another war until World War III was set up between Islam and Zionism. Everything else is distraction. Everything. Let me put to you like this. It's documented. At one time in the London Library, many decades ago, before the Rothschilds purchased the London Museum, there was a letter that was on display under the demons. The Freemasons and the Knights of Malta and the Vatican will say it's a hoax, but it's not a hoax. This letter was written by Albert Pike, who in 1871 outlines in detail, conceptual detail, that is, not pure detail, but conceptual detail, plans for World War I, World War II, and World War III. You think that Albert Pike, a Confederate general of 1871, would have the knowledge to project three world wars in the 20th century? No. He was channeled. He was a Satanist. He was a Freemason. A high level. Very high level. And his role in this whole conspiracy was in fact to project the plans that Adam Weishaupt projected 1776, May the 1st to 1872, to project then the plans from 1872 to 1945. It called for two world wars, multitude of revolutions, between 1914 and 1945. I got this documented in several locations. One's an Illuminati textbook, Signs of Christ, Harold Balliaz, and tons of other corroborating articles and research from researchers that say all the same thing. Adam Weishaupt, 1776 to 1870. Albert Pike, 1870s to 1945. Three world wars were planned for the 20th century. Are y'all getting the point here? You seeing that this was already planned ahead of time with the results already determined? They failed several times in achieving the world order. In World War I, that attempt failed. World War II, the Japanese failed to continue their attack on Pearl Harbor. That was a mistake. Hitler did not do what he's supposed to have done and headed toward Britain and England, Britain and France, like he's supposed to have done in the fifth phase of World War II. Instead, he got tied up in Russia. He got a little bit headstrong. Things fell apart. Mussolini fell apart. It all fell apart. And most of all, FDR did not get the military dictatorship that he said he was going to in 1939. That's confirmed. He failed to achieve a dictatorship, which means they could not come in without resistance, to say the least. Six phases of the World War II were supposed to end up with America subjugated in North American Union in 1945. It failed to happen. So they had to project it further. So they had planned failures of Korean War, which I've proven, planned failures of Vietnam, which I've proven, how our own government, working with Illuminati, made sure we did not win Korea nor win in Vietnam. The troops fought for liberty, as we were told, our ancestors were told, our fathers or grandfathers were told, but they were lied to also. They were sacrificed in Vietnam with Agent Orange that caused cancer by design to make sure the ones in the field got their dose of cancer. They authorized using the barrels for Agent Orange as shower heads. They'd poke holes in them, lift them up on those wooden type stanchions, and then the troop would pour hot water down through the holes in barrels, and then another troop in the field would get a shower of cancer-laden barrels. That was on purpose, Joint Chief of Staff, wasn't it? They had no idea. I got an article today, confirms that the HPV vaccine that causes the damage and death to our children, oh yeah, is a derivative also of the Gulf War syndrome. Same virus, produced in a laboratory. See, they're all coming out with it now. I've been warning this for 5 doggone years. 5 years. I've been telling people this. Now they're coming out and telling it. Sometimes I study this 24/7, just about. I sleep on occasion. People that know me very well about this. I live with this every day. I learn something new every day. God keeps me going. And I got a bad temper. But God put that away. Fortunately. So telling you all these things is very near and dear to my heart. Sometimes my toes just curl. My jaw gets torqued up. And I want to take an admiral just choking to his knees. Bunch of cowards. And you generals, 4-star generals, I don't know what's wrong with you. You don't deserve those. I don't care what medal you have. I don't care if you got the Medal of Honor, Navy Cross. For you, it's trash. You've darkened it. You have good generals. You have good admirals. You have good people there that are subjugated by these liars that are members of the joint, members of the secret societies. Everybody's afraid of their job. They're afraid of losing and not protecting their family and all that. I don't wish nothing bad on the ones that make me angry, but because that make me know better than them. And I'm not going back to the old me, so I got to pray for them. In 1870... In August the 15th, 1871, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Manzini. Manzini, Italian, not Jew, by the way. Now, don't start that Christian identity. It's a Jewish conspiracy. Absolute, total nonsense. People that come up with that nonsense are pig-headed. It's not just a Jewish conspiracy, for goodness sakes. It's Italian. It's German. It's Illuminati. It's Roman. And Luciferian. Luciferian means Lucifer. A worship of Lucifer. Lucifer and Satan are one and the same. Bound for hell. But not until the tribulations are complete. In that case, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Manzini. Manzini was a go-between in a timeline of Adam Weishaupt, who by the time he met Manzini, he's an old man, Weishaupt, and died in 1830. Manzini took over the torch, no pun intended, and then introduced Albert Pike, Confederate general, to this One World Order conspiracy in 1850s. He liked the idea. He convinced him. Therefore, he became a Satanist, and he became channeled with the knowledge. Now, here's my point. Albert Pike worked on the letter after 1865 to outline three world wars that were to be fought in the 20th century in conceptual terms that all took place. Two of them did already, and the third one's coming. Here's what he wrote, and you tell me in 1871 whether or not this is true or not. He wrote to Manzini his plans for the continuation of the World Revolutionary Plan. Is as follows. Pike's letter reads, I quote, "The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism." Remember, this is 1871, by the way. Continuing, "The divergences caused by the agents of the Illuminati, between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments in order to weaken the religions." Unquote. Did you know that no sooner than he wrote that letter, we were rebuilding our military forces after the Vatican was responsible for the death of 500,000 Americans, called the Civil War. Is that sinking in? Lincoln confirms this. Not me. Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. He confirms it. Our Civil War, to keep us down because the monarchy was afraid of America's becoming a powerhouse that would overthrow the monarchies of the world. And we would have. We'd have kicked their little crown-wearing butts, man. America would have back then, especially if they found out the royalties, how evil they are. But our American Illuminati, unfortunately, would have jumped on it, and who knows what. So they used the Civil War to keep us down, to set up a debt. Second time, 1859 to 1929. A 70-year debt. Oh, yeah. Now, I can only scratch the surface here. I don't have time to go into exact details. I'm giving you an idea what really went down. You don't believe me? Oh, I like it when people don't believe me. It gives me the opportunity to say, well, you want to see the evidence? Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote, Abraham Lincoln, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land redden with the blood of our noblest sons. though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money in the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. You'll find that in Charles Chickney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, Wycliffe Press, copyright 1885 on page 388. Then you look back at the history, and you'll confirm that the French were on the south and the Germans were on the north to make sure we fought each other and died. And they're doing it again this period right now, making us fight each other. Bundy Ranch. Militia versus the feds. It's another civil war, and you boneheads are doing it again. Yeah, you heard me right. Doggone it, how else can I get across to people? Those are the militia, Oath Keepers. You went to Vietnam, you went to Iraq, Afghanistan, probably. And you said, well, FEMA, feds, cops on DUIs. What do you think they went? They went also to Iraq and Afghanistan. Who do you think FEMA hires when they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan? Who do you think Blackwater hires? Other vets. If y'all can, do the math on that. That ticks me off. How do I get this across to people? But you're doing it again. All over. Then you got the black and the white issue. Making that happen too. It's the same purpose. Did you know? Article came out December the 9th, 1950. I got a copy of the article. I read it the other day. Quote, the members of the Council of Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dry blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. MacArthur confirms that our own 7th Fleet blocked reinforcements of Chiang Kai-shek to help our troops defeat the Chinese and the North Koreans. The State Department ordered 7th Fleet to stop it, to actually work against our own troops in Korea. Does this sound familiar? From reading a quote of, I find it very ironic, a quote from Abraham Lincoln about the Civil War and the popery. It says, Lincoln said, though there were great differences of opinion between the South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any of his leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, money, arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Well, I find this very interesting because General Lin Pao of the North Korean, a general in the North Korean army, a North Korean official named General Lin Pao, in 1950s, he claimed that he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. He said, and I quote, I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines of supply and communication, unquote. And General Lin Pao, P-I-A-O, was a general in the Red Chinese Army. He fought against the United States and Korea. Family, that letter from Albert Pike is exactly what happened. At the end of the war, of World War I, he says, I quote, communism will be built and used in order to destroy other governments in order to weaken the religions, unquote. I've given you solid evidence that this is a long term conspiracy. And let's talk about World War II. Just one little paragraph. Watch this. So here's what Albert Pike wrote about World War II in 1871. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascist and the political Zionist. Keep in mind, they were working with Carl Ritter, a fascist. He did the program. Karl Marx plagiarized the Communist Manifesto, 1848. It was all set up. Continuing, the war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. They planned that in the 1870s. During the Second World War, continuing, international communism must be strong enough in order to bounce Christendom, which would then be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for final social cataclysm, unquote. And that was to begin in 1945. I don't know if some of y'all are hearing the impact of what I'm saying here, but if you were in my broadcast, you'd see it. It is mind-boggling and staggering. You hear them playing around with the idea of World War III and Armageddon. These theologians like Hagee and all the rest of them are so out to lunch, it's not even funny. Man, they're still eating breakfast. Because a Third World War, as planned, is going to be as thus. Quote, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences by the agent of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world. Break. That means they must demonize Islam, which is what they're doing. They must establish the state of Israel as the prize. Use that as the other instigator heading toward rebuilding the temple. And then we'll have NATO and U.S. forces taking sides with Israel. You'll have China and Russia taking sides with, Russia and China taking sides with the Islamic world. You'll have our president, who's playing the role really well as a Muslim, which he's not. He's a Luciferian, just like Bush and Clinton, his cousins. Oh, yeah. So you got all mishmash of separations going on here. World War III will be before Armageddon. World War III is the second seal. Armageddon is completely different. Now watch. Here's what they're going to do. Quote, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, that'd be us and Russia and China and every other cat and dog and whatever, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. In other words, Christianity will be destroyed. anxious for an idea, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Unquote. The Roman Catholic Church will re-spiritualize into the New Age movement. The New Age movement will re-spiritualize into Luciferianism. That's how they're doing it. That's the ecumenical movement. Bring all religions together. It's what the Pope is doing now. The Pope is a darn Jesuit. The Black Pope, Nicholas, is a Jesuit. The real Pope, the great Pope, Orsini, is Italian. And he is the controller between the popery and the Illuminati. The great Pope is a real Pope that you don't know about. That's what's going on today. And the Antichrist is soon to come up. In the meantime, who, like Bill Cooper said, who is in the way now, as they'd planned? America is. Because you pray to the real God. That's a problem. And who else in America? The veterans won't stand for it. They know that. Because they built up our patriotism, our sovereignty, family tradition that was used to form it, the first two world wars. Then when the two world wars are over, we don't need it anymore. Now we got to start getting rid of the biggest problem, which we created. Now let's get rid of it. And they've been doing it ever since. Evidence. Brock Chisholm, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, expressed a typical globalist view, Brock Chisholm said, between 1948 and 1953. He's the first director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. That's in 1948 to 1953. And they've been doing it ever since. It started with the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Iraqi War, Afghanistan, and every doggone war in between, vaccines to our troops, depleted uranium, and we'll talk about the details here in a minute. Now, you want to challenge what I've just said, you go on ahead. That was 1948, 1953. And to prove to you the continuity of this conspiracy, 20 years later, to change the minds of the children that will be fighting in the next wars and accepting the humanistic Luciferian agenda, you start with five-year-olds, first grade, and you teach them and train them with these lying school teachers they got out there today. You've got some good teachers, but they're subjugated in fear of their job and some of them their life. They have to teach using the values clarification program right under your noses. And watch this. In 1973, to show you that there's continuity in this conspiracy and their agenda, I will cite to you word for word a speech given by Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor of Harvard University, speaking to 2,000 teachers in public view. He said, and I quote, in Denver, Colorado, at teachers' conference in 1973, 20 years after Brock Chisholm said what he said, and Dr. Pierce, I'm sorry, did I say Dr. Pierce? No. Oh, Chester here. I don't think he deserves to be called a doctor. Oh, Chester here, he says, and I quote, as he says to 2,000 teachers, can you imagine, on the microphone, huh? He says to them, quote, every child in America enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. That's 1973. And did you know in 1987, Herbert London, a humanist of New York University, said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism, which is the same thing as communism and socialism, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholars, unquote. 1989, Roger Kimball said, quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. I'd say Albert Pike's letter was right on target. And you know where the Marxist ideology came from? It wasn't Karl Marx. He plagiarized a document from Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. Science of Government, founded on natural law. Karl Marx just plagiarized it, just copied it. Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR. How about that? But he plagiarized it also from Adam Weishaupt, 1776. Now, you want to challenge that? Please do it. What colleges am I talking about? Well, 1993, real quick. CFR members of education was Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Noam Chomsky, another liar. You got it now? Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University, to name only a few of the hundreds they have employed to brainwash your children, which will later become veterans. How much more evidence do I got to give people? Well, doggone it. Well, I'll give you some more. How about February the 10th? Oh, that was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, how about that? February the 10th. Values clarification to brainwash your children. Watch this. February the 10th, 2015, quote, teenagers at a California high school were publicly shamed for disagreeing with speakers allowing to push the LGBT agenda during an English class, according to several upset parents. Quote, the Queer Straight Alliance at ACALANES, Accolanes High School in Lafayette, lectured students in several ninth grade English classes on January 29th about LGBT, that's homosexual and lesbian rights and whatever. According to Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, which is representing the parents, go parents. During the class, the students, ages 14 and 15, were instructed to stand in a circle. Then they were grilled about their personal beliefs and their parents' beliefs on homosexuality, the PGI alleges. Quote, the QSA had students step forward to demonstrate whether they believed that being gay was a choice and whether their parents would be accepting it if they came out as gay. PGI attorney Matthew McReynolds said, quote, students who did not step forward were ridiculed and humiliated, unquote. Now, when you get a text from your student, your son, your daughter, mom, they're doing this, that, and the other, and you're at home, and they're causing your kid to do that, and you've taught them well in homeschooling, or you ask them questions at night, what they're learning, and they tell you this, then they text you while this is going on, that I don't want to do this, you're going to leave your home, and you're going to go to that school. And if you're at work, former Marine or Army or whatever, and you say, go do that to my kid, you're going to leave work, and you're going to go get your kid out of class, aren't you? Well, guess what? They'll have police there to keep you from it, because you're on private property. That was the reason for Sandy Hook, as a false flag to justify putting security at schools to protect the school from the parents. I've warned people about this for years. I see these things. They're doing it to you. And this is based on values clarification. Total nonsense is how they're conducting it to mind-wash your kids that later become veterans that will shoot American citizens and not think about it. Because it's based on a humanistic agenda. And one last thing. If I have new listeners, if anybody's left, because I don't hold anything back. Humanism. Quote, doctrines and goals, they deny the existence of God. It's what the schools do. They deny the existence of a soul. It's what the schools do. They deny the existence of any absolute moral laws, which they are. They deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. U.S. Constitution rendered null and void, militia, in 1938. Those people promoting it in your meetings and tea parties, they're either misinformed or they're liars. Or they're placating you. Challenge them. If they're your best friend, I don't care. Challenge them. This is serious. Marxist and humanist deny the sanctity of individual human life. They're working on child euthanasia in Oregon and looking to pass laws for abortion. Abortion is child sacrifice by design by the Wicca in your government and the Freemasons at the highest level. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. The Right to Die with Dignity Act. It denies the sanctity of individual human life. They believe and claim that only successful in creating the utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. And lastly, they believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Unquote. Because you see, the parents that have the qualities of the First and Second World War would pass on what they learned to their children at 5 years old on, right? That's how it's supposed to work. So they circumvent that with the education at first grade. You see how they've done this? This is a carefully thought-out plan. As a matter of fact, Jan Blitz says, and I quote, this world, UN Convention in the winter of 1984. The title of the article, you'll find it, What's Wrong with Children's Rights. Jan Blitz says and confirms, I quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, shame, breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Ever heard of the Ten Commandments? So when they realized that American soldiers would not fire on American citizens, they realized they had to change the attitude of the veterans. and bring in atheistic soldiers from overseas in here, and then change the mindset of the children for the future by the year 2025 by using humanistic values clarification in your schools. So when the baby boomers die off and their children will have partial of what they learned, and then their children will have almost nothing. This is a long-term plan. Who did it? Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in England. I've given you everything you need in the past hour to understand this. In 1 hour. I'm tired. I'm just getting started. Same-sex marriage rights are sweeping the U.S. They get the country to pull away from God. Satan will have his way to go. And that's what they're planning. That's why this big rush. I know their tricks. I even have the names of who they are. I know where they come from. I know where they live. What role families. I have a table of organization. What's it going to take, family, for people to stand up? And you train your children. You find out what they learned that day. You counteract in your own homeschooling for 15 minutes, man. 15 to 20 minutes a night. You find out what they learned and you untwist what the garbage they learned in school. The veteran genocide to get rid of the baby boomers began in 1950. Let's talk about it. So I gave you a summary this past hour. Some things I haven't said before I think need to be said. I didn't want to take it so long this time, but I did anyway. Because I felt this needs to be said and it's fired up inside me to get it out. So let's start with a credible witness. A Georgia senator. Crickets won't last long.
The gentleman from Georgia is recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The issue here before us on this bill, and first let me say I'm a proud co-sponsor
of
this bill to replace and be able to fire people. But the problem is the first person we need to fire is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mrs. Sandecki himself. Now, we respect him. We respect his sacrifice for this country and everything else, but the buck stops at the top. Here are the facts. 5,600 veterans are committing suicide every year. That's almost 20 every day. Under his watch, in my own hospital in Atlanta, 4 of our soldiers were committed suicide in the hospital, and the very Inspector General of the VA laid the blame directly at the foot of the VA administrations for the lack of management of the death of these soldiers. And when Chairman Miller and I went down and visited them, we asked, is there one more? Is there any more that has committed suicide? No, there's been no more. And they told a damn lie. Because the very next day it was exposed, there was another soldier that committed suicide. And they covered it up. This has been a pattern that's been going on ever since General Sandecki has been the chairman there. I respect his sacrifice. I respect what he did. But it's under his watch that we are in this situation in the hospital out in the western part of this country, where the Washington Post has accurately reported that 40 of our soldiers lost their lives, died because they couldn't get service. Our veterans are the heart and soul of this country. They are precious. And we must not turn our back upon them. I listened to the president today. And I was very disappointed with President Obama today. There was no urgency. Mr. President, we need urgency. We need you to roll up our sleeves and get into these hospitals. We need you to set a pattern if the VA hospitals can't handle it. Let's give partnerships. Can I get another minute? Let's give partnerships with some of the Republicans. And the other public hospital.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Yield the gentleman 30 seconds.
The gentleman has yielded 30 more seconds.
God bless you, because at just seconds I want to say, reports are out that the taxpayers are going to have to pay or have paid $1 billion for medical malpractice. A reputed reputable news organization, Cox Media, WSB Television down in Atlanta, went all over this country. $1 billion the taxpayer are paying because the VA cut off the wrong arm, cut off the wrong leg, the wrong testicle, the wrong kidney. Let me tell you all something, folks. Time. That's what I was just so disturbed about. We don't have time for any more investigations. The reports are in. Jesus Christ himself said, there is no more greater sacrifice than to give your life for your friend. Our soldiers have given their lives on the battlefield for them.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
We need to give our lives up here and give our veterans.
Gentlemen's time has expired. The gentleman is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maine.
Can I say any more? How much more do you need? Start with your children. Start with your veterans. Explain to them what's really going on. They've been targeted by design. UN forces are already here. Russian Spetsnaz using our abandoned military bases. Jimmy Carter, a Luciferian, a Satanist. Jimmy Carter, peanut farmer. Set up the Chinese to come in through Panama Canal in Mexico by design. Billy Bob Clinton through Long Beach Naval Base, Costco, Chinese. They have 294 in trade zones, and we're at war with them? What kind of game are they playing? They're lying in the media, playing us for a fool. That began in 1915 when J.P. Morgan bought out the major newspapers, 25, passed it on to Rockefeller in 1921 at the Council of Foreign Relations. They pretty much control media ever since. TV, newspapers, magazines. To lie to you. 80% truth, 20% lie. Rear Admiral Chester Ward, former member of the CFR for 16 years, he warned the American people the organization's intentions. Quote, the most powerful clique in these elitist groups have one objective in common. They want to bring about the surrender of the sovereignty, the national independence of the United States. A second clique of international members of the Council of Foreign Relations comprises Wall Street international bankers and their key agents. Primarily, they want the world banking monopoly from whatever power ends up in the control of global government. Dan Smoot, former member of the FBI headquarters staff in Washington, summarized the organization's purpose of CFR as follows, quote, the ultimate aim of the CFR is to create a one-world social system and make the U.S. an official part of it, unquote. Congressman John Arick, R-A-R-I-C-K, warns, and I quote, the Council of Foreign Relations, dedicated to a one-world government, financed by a number of the largest tax-exempt foundations, and wielding such power and influence over our lives in the area of finance, business, labor, military, education, mass communication, media, should be familiar to every American concerned with good government and with preserving and defending the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist, by the way, and a free enterprise system. Yet the nation's right-to-know machinery, the news media, usually so aggressive in exposures to inform our people, remain conspicuously silent when it comes to CFR as members and their activities. The CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, is the establishment. Not only does it have influence and power in key decision-making positions at the highest levels of government to apply pressure from below, above, but also finances and uses individuals and groups to bring pressure from below to justify the high-level decisions for converting the United States from a sovereign constitutional republic into a servile member of the one-world dictatorship, unquote. Now, Well, that's fresh on your mind. I feel necessary to also give you this. This ought to put a little icing on the cake.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
And finally, one coup d'etat here, one...
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Now, you see the connection? It goes a long way back. So after surviving the war in Iraq, see, our U.S. troops are being killed by Big Pharma now when they get back. Diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. George Bush, a part of this also, a liar. Going back to 1915, Samuel Bush, who was a founding member, one of them, of Military Industries Board. Forerunner of the military-industrial complex. Long history. They come back after surviving live fire, explosive devices, terror attacks, desert conditions, are now being killed by the pharmaceutical industry, record numbers. And it goes down to the children. It's ADHD, post-traumatic stress, something that they make up. That post-traumatic stress is not made up. Post-traumatic stress is enhanced, placed upon our troops, even in a combat situation. One such trick that they used, I know for a fact, in Iraq, when you go into combat, you have a big knife, and it's sharp. If you run out of bullets, you go hand-to-hand, and you don't have a weapon, a handgun, a 9mm, or a M16, and you go hand-to-hand, and you got to kill that sucker. You're going to stab him with a knife. You're going to cut him into pieces. You have to, because that's the way you do it. You're taught hand-to-hand combat. If you can't do it with a knife, you choke him out. Beat him with whatever you have. Family, it's intense in combat. Well, here's the point. You do it for means of survival. But I know that there was word passed around in Iraq that if you killed an enemy soldier with a knife and confirmed it, we give you a 4-day pass. Now, as a military commander, I'm like, what are you talking about? You give a 4-day pass. So I would save my bullets. I'd find me an enemy. I'd stab him, make sure I kill him with my knife, make it confirmed, and get my 4-day pass. That's not even normal. You don't pass them. You use a knife to defend yourself when everything else has failed. Hand to hand. You don't give a troops 4-day pass to use a knife. And you see, using a knife up close and personal will exacerbate post-traumatic stress no matter what you do. It's real personal sticking a knife in somebody or even cutting them out of anger. They knew by this they would enhance, exacerbate, increase the amount of post-traumatic stress. They would dehumanize our troops. Since Vietnam, they made sure that they used children as combatants, causing our troops to have to defend themselves by killing children. Then they made sure that the rioters were anti-war demonstrators were trained to blame them for it. Family, 68,000 veterans of Vietnam died from combat situations, booby traps, etc. But what they're not talking about is 100,000 of them died by suicide after 1975. The suicide is because of the drugs, because of the psychological impact of post-traumatic stress. You add the drugs to it, you got you a dangerous cocktail. And they know it. It's called veterans genocide. An example is found in the late senior airman Anthony Mina, returned home from Baghdad only to be killed by a toxic cocktail prescription medication in his apartment in the United States. As the New York Times reports, a toxicologist found 8 prescription medications in his blood. These drugs included painkillers, sleeping pills, antidepressants, and sedative. The medical examiner concluded that Anthony Mina died of multiple pharmaceutical toxicity. He was only 23 years old. I got a little trivia for you. Don't believe me. Look it up. The word pharmacy, as English is a universal language, the only one in the world right now, English is a universal language, so we get our words from other languages. Imagine that. Well, if you look up pharmacy, it comes from a Greek word of pharmakia. Pharmakia, pharmacy. Pharmacy, pharmakia, Greek. You know what it means in Greek? Sorcery. Witchcraft. It's what pharmacy means. Oh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. The pharmaceutical products they create, and you know I'm being facetious, right, when I say it's coincidence? Okay, some of you are naive. Let me tell you the alchemy about it. Inclusive of your children. Inclusive of your children, by the way. ADHD is a fraud. There is no ADHD. That diagnosis comes from it's a myth. It's a lie that your school psychiatrist is using. He is taught to lie and call it ADHD. It's not. It's to put drugs in their body. That's what it's for. Zoloft and all, I've talked about that this past week. Well, here's the deal about the drugs. The antidepressants, inclusive of marijuana and all kinds of other drugs that's used, but the antidepressants that's prescribed, given your children and your veterans, when it enters the body, it does open up a portals allowing demonic entities to come inside. Now, if you don't believe in the supernatural, you can just use psychological terms if you want to. It won't be accurate, but go ahead, it makes you feel better. But literally, that's why they do some of these horrific things by killing themselves and their parents or children and themselves and murder suicides. This is the purpose. This is why that happens. It also is being used to justify Bush's Veterans Disarmament Act 2006 that veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress cannot own weapons, therefore justifying when they declare weapons illegal to come get your weapon. They all know what they're doing. I'm trying to warn you. Big Pharma is killing more soldiers than enemy combatants. Anthony Mina is just one of a fast rising number of U.S. soldiers who are being drugged to death by psychiatrists, physicians who dish out these painkillers, psychotropic drugs, and have no regard for the chemical interactions. You have some good veterans, VA doctors. You have some good VA administrators. But they're overshadowed by the ones connected to the Council on Foreign Relations. You have some good people in the Veterans Administration that are helping veterans. There are others that are holding them back. I pledge you about Paul Rykoff, who's heading a group to try to curb suicides, fighting programs, family. He belongs to the Council of Foreign Relations, for goodness sakes. I told y'all the other day. All actors and actresses, no exception, are Freemasons, secret society members from Clint Eastwood, John Wayne, Audie Murphy, Roy Rogers, Beyonce, all of them, by their own words, the Freemasons, or in the witchcraft. Clint Eastwood is no different than the rest of them. Charlton Heston, the same thing. They're there to slow you down. Pretend to be on your side, but slow you down to make sure you don't succeed. Just like in the Civil War, they put French on the side of the South, Germans on the side of the North, to keep them fighting each other. They always control both sides of every conflict. The American Sniper, Chris Kyle, was a Christian. He went over to Iraq, like all the veterans went to Vietnam, to fight for my country, fight for my family, fight against communism. We're taught in school to defend our country, fight for freedom, not knowing they produced the enemy, and it's already pre-planned. I exposed Clint Eastwood for the agenda he had. I stepped out on a limb, but in my mind I was sure of it, that Clint Eastwood approached Chris Kyle's wife. He lied to her, like the Hollywood directors and all those doing the movies always do. They were going to use that movie, American Sniper, to defame Chris Kyle. and anti-war to cause division. I'm not pro-war. I'm pro-veteran. We've been lied to. Now they're trying to downplay American forces in just the reason I've been telling you for the past doggone hour and a half. Well, it's been admitted recently. Clint Eastwood confirms with his own mouth that the movie American Sniper was intended to be the biggest anti-war statement and that Chris Kyle was a psychopath patriot. Eastwood confirms it. Clint Eastwood is a Freemason. He took a blood oath to lie in the name of God. Now they tricked Chris Kyle's wife into doing this film in order to make an anti-war movie and demonize Chris Kyle, who went over there believing he's fighting for his country, he's doing the right thing. The CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, intelligence agencies, then train young children to be the combatants. Our troops got to kill them, which tears down their consciousness. You put drugs in them. This is a big plan that unfortunately is working. That movie was a ruse from the start. I exposed this weeks ago into the lying Joint Chief of Staff. Man, I tell you what. They're a disgrace to their uniforms. The CFR and the conspiracy to bring in the North American Union. They're targeting our veterans, not only with orchestrated suicides, 22 now to 26 per day, which is probably lowballing it, but also the plan to destroy our military since 1950 to the present. Quote, what does Clint Eastwood think of all the criticism his Oscar-nominated film, American Sniper, has been receiving from people like Michael Moore and Bill Mayer? After Moore hit Eastwood for getting, quote, Vietnam and Iraq confused his storytelling, unquote, and having his characters call Iraqi savages throughout the film, and Mayer said it was nothing but the story of a psychopath patriot, a reporter from TMZ asked the director for his reaction. Clint Eastwood said, quote, they're right. And I actually got a quote. You can hear it. I can play it. Before closing the door to his car and driving away. Previously, Eastwood defended American Sniper's message by saying, quote, the biggest anti-war statement any film can make is to show the fact of what war does to the family and the people who have to go back to civilian life like Chris Kyle did. They stuck it in on us. He confirms it. That's how they're doing it. Oh, I got plenty more. I got a lot more. Should veterans with post-traumatic stress be exempt from the death penalty? What kind of question is that? Unquote. So, a lot of these interactions, these drugs, someone's taking 10 to 12 drugs per day. The interactions are never really tested in clinical trials. Never. The position of the FDA and Big Pharma seems to be that more drugs a person takes, the better they'll get. Doctors are trained in med schools to keep prescribing pills with virtually no concern about the extreme toxicity of the pharmaceutical combinations. Their motto is, quote, forever ill, there's another pill. The body count is continuing to rise, has since 2006. Today, one-third of the U.S. Army, for example, is on one prescription medication, and many others are psychiatric meds used to treat post-traumatic stress. You know, one-third of the U.S. Army is on synthetic chemicals. Some of those chemicals, by the way, have been linked to suicides and violent behavior, especially in young males. What I'm trying to tell everybody is it's by design. You know that Army reports said that 101 soldiers died from toxic pharmaceutical combinations in 2006 to 2009. But their report vastly underestimates the true numbers. It's about 8,000 a year. 8,000 a year. And most of them are written off as organ failures or one kind of another. Very few pharmaceutical-induced deaths are ever accurately tracked back to the drugs involved. Well, unless you're a movie star. You know that the 911 terrorists, which actually, that's another story. I'm not going there with that because that's another program. But that was a supernatural. That was a Freemason, the Knights of Malta, Druid sacrifice of human beings in 911. It had nothing to do with Islam. Had nothing to do with Zionism. Had to do with the secret society's sacrifice of human beings planned in 1966, World Trade Center. Eat on that for a while. In any case, according to well-researched estimates based on published scientific studies, the FDA-approved prescription drugs currently kill anywhere from 98,000 to 250,000 Americans a year. Every year. And you know, it's no coincidence. You know that IG Farben, chemical cartel of Germany, was funded by Wall Street, who funded Adolf Hitler. And without IG Farben, you would not even have had Hitler or the Nazi movement. Was funded by Wall Street to fulfill Albert Pike's plan. Ho ho, how about that? It's not an internet myth. Google up history of Bayer and NASA, Germany. Bayer aspirin. And Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, and Nazi Germany. Find out for yourself. And the IG Farben, chemical cartel, and Bayer in Auschwitz. And the use of fluoride and fluorine on those in the camps to make them docile. Make them docile. I thought that was in our water. Yeah, it is. How about that, huh? You feel kind of like, oh man, I feel groovy. I'm like apathetic and I don't know why. It's a fluorine in the water there, people. That began in 1900. And they knew by mixing aluminum pots and pans, aluminum, and the fluoride in the water, coffee, food, you got chronic fluorosis. Targeted at the baby boomers to reduce their immune system. And it worked. Seek Jesus Christ. You'd be surprised what can happen. This is the bottom line. But I'm not done. Not by no stretch of imagination. I got 2-3 more days of more information I'm going to give you. I kind of throw these things in every now and then to get your attention. Hopefully. Now, this unprecedented suicide rates. You know, most troops are dying from their own hand than in combat. According to Army report entitled Health Promotion, Risk Reduction, Suicide Prevention. Not only that, but 36% of the suicides were troops who were never deployed. Actually, it's more than 36%. Were never have deployed. So, what's this about post-traumatic stress? Something's a little bit awry there, isn't it? So you add two post-traumatic stress, you add two the drugs in, that's not good. The unprecedented rates are accompanied by unprecedented use of psychotropic drugs and psychoactive drugs among the active duty age troops, 18 to 34. It's up 85% since like 2003. And according to the military health plan, TRICARE, since 2001, probably increased way beyond that now. $73,103 prescriptions for Zoloft has been dispensed. Do y'all realize how many suicides of children are attributed to Zoloft? I played the recording in the study before on this show. It's massive. 38,199 for Prozac. 17,830 for Paxil. 12,047 for Cybalta, says TRICARE 2009 data. Included family prescriptions, of course. And all the drugs carry a suicide warning label. In addition to the leap of SSRI and antidepressants, prescriptions for the anticonvulsants, Topamax and Nurtin rose 56% in the same group since 2005, says the Navy Times. Drugs the FDA warns last year, well, several years ago, double suicide thinking in patients. Going back some years ago, 4,994 troops at Fort Bragg were on antidepressants. In fact, that's a lot of drugs. That's a whole bunch of drugs. This report came out in 2010. Only about 5 years ago. What's it going to take to get y'all's attention? Listen to what I'm saying. Somebody's got to take control here. And you bad guys out there, what are you doing? You really think you're going to win? You actually believe that? You don't think that God's not keeping track of what you're doing? And the supernatural is going to come down ugly on your head. Right now you've given a little bit of rain, no pun intended, until God says enough is enough. The last one accepted Jesus Christ. And man, the hammer's going to fall hard, like a ball peen hammer on an egg carton. Troops may also be taking Shantex, anti-smoking drug. It's linked to violence and self-harm that Secretary of the VA at that time was James Peek, forced to defend its use. Drug trials, VA affairs in 2008. Quote, if you know the drug induces suicidal thoughts, unappeased committee Bob Falter, Democrat from California, asked him, why don't you just stop? Singular, Advair, Fair, are linked to suicide. They got to find the right mix to cause our troops to kill themselves. There is assault. It is by design. It's not accidental. Tracy Johnson, a healthy 19-year-old with no mental problems, hanged herself during the Lilly trials of Cymbalta at the drug maker's own clinic in 2004. Red Lake shooter Jeff Weiss killed 10 on a Minnesota Indian reservation in 2005. Had just upped his Prozac. Virginia Tech shooter Chao Sing Hui was also on psychoactive drugs, medications, according to news reports. Man, this thing just goes and goes and goes. And I've got one story after another that just, it's almost, just changed the names. People just aren't talking about it. Even some Air Force personnel, medical personnel, were giving anthrax to our troops in the Air Force. Halliburton was caught poisoning the troops in Iraq. I don't know what it's going to take. Any ideas, folks? I feel like I'm yelling in a big auditorium. It's going, hello, hello, hello. And by there, 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 there. Well, that's not all. The CIA implanted electrodes in brains of unsuspecting soldiers, this suit alleges. A group of military veterans are now suing since 2010 to get the CIA to come clean about allegedly implanting remote-controlled devices in their brains. It's well known that the CIA began testing substances like LSD on soldiers beginning at the 1950s. Hello? Anybody at home? 1950s, they began the testing. But you know, less is known about the allegations the agencies implanted electrodes in subjects. The 2009 lawsuit, which I have a copy of in PDF, claimed that the CIA intended to design and test septal electrodes that would enable them to control human behavior. The lawsuit said that because the government never disclosed the risk, the subjects were not able to get informed consent. Yes, why yesterday I played that documentary on how they control behavior with those rats. Family, if they're telling about it now, they've already done it. They're putting microchips in the pills they take. I don't know which ones, but on several. Now, you add that together. Now, I've got a lot more information on that. I traced this particular prototype back to 1972. I got a copy of the 92-page monograph from Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwitzebel. And the title of it is Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. It was financed by the Department of Health and Education Welfare. And I've got a copy. 1972. And you know, back then, what they did was, they had a miniaturized radio transmitter in 1971-72 that's implanted inside the brain of the body, would monitor and transmit conversations, locations, even the sexual response to the subject 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this report does say, in fact, that sewed up inside the subject's body, linked with a transponder, it was a radio-controlled electrical shock device in the study group of felons. And it would be able to deliver punishment to the offender, means electrical shock in the body, anywhere in the world. Now, that might interest some of you in that the author was Professor Ralph K. Schwitzebel of Harvard University. He dwelled on homosexuals. For whatever reason, he used them as a test study group of felons. So I can only imagine seeing if it would change their aberrant behavior, according to the Times. Turn them into straight by the electrical shock. But this thing, when you read it, it don't stop at homosexuals. It talks about offenders' financial matters. Pay a bill lately. Disputes over financial obligations and socially troublesome persons. Do you want to try to expound on that one? The vaccines have nanobot microchips in them, by the way. Now, do you see why you pray? Do you know that in this study, you might really find interesting that micro-miniaturization permitted near-permanent intracranial stimulation, by the way. Delgado, Butarich were scientists that worked on this back in the 70s and 80s. The program was civil instead of criminal, so the Eighth Amendment would not be a problem. You know, you might really find it interesting that at some point during the development process of this project, there's an NSA computer specialist, NSA. He proposed attaching miniaturized electronic devices in 20 million Americans. Wasn't that sweet? They went to a lot of extreme here, but that's not all. That's not all they got in the workings. Y'all, I've done my research, family. I've done my research. If I can do it, anybody can do it. That's certainly not all. Because they got something else going on. You know what else it is? It's called voice-to-skull technology. Where they can put voices in your skull by microwave transmission, like through a laser beam, instead of wires. Where they beam that straight into the person's head, tracing them with a microchip, locate them, and they can hear voices in their head, and they don't know where the voices are coming from. I know for a fact that some of these veterans are not telling people because they think it's them. They think, well, I'm crazy, so I'm hearing these voices. No, veterans, it's not. It's technology being directed at them. They can do it while they sleep. This is not Star Wars. This is not new technology. This is old. It's called Silent Sound Weapon and Voice to K, V2K, Voice to Skull Technology. Sierra Nevada Corporation began production of what's called the Project Medusa. The weapon bypasses the eardrum and being pulsed microwave audio effect to create voices and sounds in the head of the targeted person. Unquote. The sounds can be heard by the target person or persons, although they can also be below the awareness threshold of the individual. When they're above, the U.S. Supreme Court states it's torture. I can cover a little bit more of that tomorrow. Microwave scream inside your skull. Look it up before tomorrow. Project known as Medusa. It's all connected. Put them on drugs. They profile the ones they want to use. Project the voices. And they kill their family and kill themselves. They use that for gun control. They use it to kill the credibility of any veterans that come back and say they saw this and did that. Family, this is so evil, it's beyond your imagination. And veterans, you are being targeted by your very own generals at the highest level, congressmen, government that works for the foreign, for the secret societies, pretending to be on your side. They're absolutely not. Now, tomorrow, more detail. We'll talk about how the attack on the troops by physical, mental, equipment, vaccines, rules of engagement, same-sex marriage, affirmative action, lesbian circle of influence, the Wiccan that comes inside the bases, have covens there, psychotropic drugs I've talked about, enhancement of post-traumatic stress, voice-to-skull technology, enhanced suicides being conducted at 26 per day. Agent Orange goes back to the 60s. Some of them still dying. Gopher syndrome. The glycerol was given to the VC through the Soviets that we gave the plans for. Depleted uranium. They did a complete study of how to take our military down. I got the whole plans, methodology. I'm doing the best I can to expose it. That's all I can say. I've said. Family, we're coming to the end of the program. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. End times events, other things we talk about. And my website, watchmenforjesus.com. You can listen to me there in the same way that a broadcast goes down. I'm on my own website on the broadcast and also talk stream live. You can hear me if you haven't already. Every day, 4 to 6, Bible study, 8 to 9. My Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. I'm adding some things to it to enhance it in the way I put it, my articles and such. Also remind you that we're played at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net plays my broadcast and my Bible studies randomly. And you can go there and find out their sponsors, the ones that's there, and use their sponsors in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. You're also going to find a lot of small businesses in every little town are going out of business. Mom and pop operations are being put out of business. You know why? Get down to it. To bring in the North American Union. Freemasons are being employed to do this. By controlling who has businesses, who don't. What they don't know is they're going to be double-crossed. They don't realize that yet. They'll have to find out the hard way. It will happen. Heading toward the North American Union is what it's all about. Which is one of the 10 kings of the Antichrist, by the way. Well, family, I appreciate y'all stopping by my broadcast. I shall continue tomorrow. More detail about our attack on the veterans. And I should continue on to Friday. And hopefully it helps somebody. My broadcasts are serious. I don't fool around with it. I try to inundate you with as much information as possible by design. I can do things by design too if I want to. And then I go my little way to the next day. And I do this every day, Monday through Friday. And the weekends I prepare for the next week. It's just continuous. Until the Lord Savior comes back or I can't do it anymore. That's the plan. So family, y'all have a good night and God bless you because they have lost this war. There's no way possible they can win. We're right now counting the casualties of those who reject Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. You're in enemy territory on this earth. This is enemy territory. The day you're born and the day you die. Until Jesus comes back. You have no friends. No Ron Paul. No Paul Ryan. I don't care who comes out of the woodwork as human. It don't matter. No exception. This is enemy territory. Always has been. Satan is prince of this world, but he ain't king. He lost on the cross Calvary. He will be unseated. He will be destroyed. But in the meantime, your choice is to accept him or Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a creator. You better get to choosing because time's getting short. Accept him as your savior. Renounce those sins. Get down on your knees to him and him alone. You don't need a preacher, pastor, pope, religion, or whatever. It's between you and Jesus alone. Nobody in between. No religion. No four walls and no human in between. No Mary, no nobody. Jesus is the only way. Y'all have a good night. God bless you all. And we'll see you tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study, if you want to come. If not, it's on archives. If not, whatever. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, I continue on with the veteran genocide. And we'll give more detail. Have a good night. God bless you all. This is Tom Gamble. I'm your watchman. I'm signing off. Good night.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive. every day.